Things to make and do. An invitation. We have a beautiful poster of the Savior holding a little child in his arms. And the following caption: Learn of me and listen to my words. Walk in the meekness of my spirit, and you shall have peace in me. Doctrine and Covenant, section 19, verse 23. Now this poster is available for you to hang on your wall. FHE Latter-day Prophets Matching Game by Jane McBride Choate. Heavenly Father has blessed us with prophets to lead us in these latter days. President Gordon B. Hinckley is the 15th prophet of the church. You can play this matching game with some assistance in family home evening to learn something about each of these prophets. Instructions: remove pages 46 through 47 and mount them on lightweight cardboard. Cut out the pictures of the prophets and the descriptions, then place them face up. A player picks a prophet, then matches it with a description. Others can help if needed. Repeat until all the prophets have been selected. And we have the following pictures of the prophets. 1. Joseph Smith. 2. Brigham Young. 3. John Taylor. 4. Wilford Woodruff. 5. Lorenzo Snow. 6. Joseph F. Smith. 7. Heber J. Grant. 8. George Albert Smith. 9. David O. McKay. 10. Joseph Fielding Smith. 11. Harold B. Lee. 12. Spencer W. Kimball. 13. Ezra Taft Benson. 14. Howard W. Hunter. And 15. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Okay, the following are the matching things to match up with the prophets. A. He was the first to counsel us to have family home evening. That matches with number 6, Joseph F. Smith. B. He led the pioneers to the Salt Lake Valley. Number 2, Brigham Young. C. He taught the importance of paying tithing. 5. Lorenzo Snow. D. He taught every member to be a missionary. Answer. Number 9, David O. McKay. E. He emphasized the importance of studying the Book of Mormon. The answer. Number 13, Ezra Taft Benson. F. He dedicated the Salt Lake Temple in 1893. 4. Wilford Woodruff. G. He received the Silver Buffalo Award from the Boy Scouts of America for his service. 8. George Albert Smith. H. He asked us to live more Christ-like lives and to prepare to go to the temple. The answer? 14. Howard W. Hunter. I. He encouraged us to keep a journal. The answer? Number 12, Spencer W. Kimball. J. He saw Joseph Smith martyred in Carthage Jail. His life was saved when a bullet was stopped by his watch. Number 3, John Taylor. K. He taught the importance of hard work in developing talents. The answer? 7, Heber J. Grant. L. He translated the Book of Mormon. 1. Joseph Smith. M. He led the church in extensive temple building. 15. Gordon B. Hinckley. N. He helped establish the current welfare program. The answer, number 11, Harold B. Lee. And the final one, O. He was a great scriptorian, and during his administration, the Friend magazine was first published. The answer, 10, Joseph Fielding Smith. New Testament Food by Marianne Frost Bates. Read each clue below, then match it with one of the New Testament foods listed. To check your answers, look up the scriptures. On the left side, we have A, locusts and honey. B, mint, anise, and cumin. C, broiled fish and honeycomb. D, unleavened bread. E. 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes, and F, grapes and figs. Number 1. Garden herbs and spices that were paid as tithing by the scribes and Pharisees. See Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. The answer? B, matching up with mint, anise, and cumin. 2. After the Savior was resurrected, he ate this food with his apostles. See Luke chapter 24, verses 42 through 43. The answer? C, broiled fish and honeycomb. 3. Jesus talks about these fruits at the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount. See Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. The answer? F, grapes and figs. 4. Two things John the Baptist ate. See Mark chapter 1, verse 6. The answer? A, locusts and honey. 5. A boy's lunch that was blessed by Jesus, and then it miraculously fed 5,000 people. See John chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. The answer? E, 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Now the final one. 6. Food eaten by the Savior and his apostles as part of the Passover. See Luke chapter 22, verse 1 and verses 7 through 8. The answer, D, unleavened bread. End of Things to Make and Do.